Later, loser.
Ah, boy, here we go.
He's calling now.
Later, loser.
It's that president.
Later, loser.
Probably should change that ringtone. Good morning, Mr. President.
Hey, good morning, Cochran. So what fake news do I need to correct for you this morning?
Listen, sir, we all know the only fake news is the stuff you watch, read, and listen to. So how are you?
Doing tremendously well.
Okay. Have you talked to the World Cup champions ladies soccer team yet? Are you inviting them from the Capitol to the White House? What do we know?
You know, and how dare, speaking of the Capitol, how dare Speaker Pergrossi try to one-up me and have them over to the Capitol? I mean, it's completely up to them, but where would you rather go? Over to Grandma's house for a Botox party with some gluten-free lady fingers? Or be at the White House for an all-you-can-eat Mickey D's Big Mac, KFC's Chicken Cheetos, Arby's Bacon Beef and Cheddar Sandwich Blowout?
Well,
I think the choice is clear.
I think you're right about that. Have you tried the chicken and cheese thing at KFC?
Oh, I love it. Spicy. Just enough spice.
The Cheetos, they don't make your fingers orange?
I can't tell the difference.
So the team's coming to the White House. At least that's your hope.
Yes, the women's soccer team's absolutely invited to the White House. I'm not that petty. Come on. Except for the ones who hate me and have already said she won't come. She's not invited.
Okay.
And anyone else on the team who might also not like me but hasn't said so publicly, they're not invited either. But all the other players who love me and think I'm awesome, which I assume is 99% of them, they can come. Okay. Matter of fact, Vice President Pence was really looking forward to having them over here. I don't know if you knew this, but Mike was one of the best male cheerleaders his high school women's soccer team ever had. That's until he ruptured his pelvis on a dismount. Isn't that right, Mike?
You're absolutely correct, Your Eminence. One very powerful young lady threw me into the air, and I over-rotated, landing hard on my fanny. Mother laughs at me every time I tell the story.
Sir, your 4th of July speech was interesting. You're there at the Lincoln Memorial, and you said George Washington's army took over the airports. Now, you said the teleprompter stopped working because of it raining and stuff. Has the writer of the speech been fired?
Well, first of all, can I just say what a tremendous celebration we had at the Lincoln Memorial, Cochran?
Yeah, sure.
You should have been there. We had a Navy Blue Angels flyover and huge tanks at the D.C. Mall. Huge tanks.
Huge.
They were right between Pottery Barn and the Gap. Great, great time. But to answer your question...
Yes.
You know, it would be tough to fire the speechwriter because the speech was written by my son, Eric.
Oh, you're less intelligent, son.
You know, he seemed pretty excited about it, so I thought I'd throw him a bone, let him write something for me. You know, I knew I should have had Don Jr. or Ivanka proofread it first, so that's on me. That's on me. But frankly, it could have been a lot worse. You want to hear the part of his first draft, they edited out?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It says... And let us never forget those brave young men who rappelled in from helicopters with their laser scope rifles and heroically captured General Don Cornelius and allowed George Washington to drive our troops to Virginia in a beautiful 1775 four-door Continental Congress.
Well, he obviously did his homework. Now, we heard you disinvited the British ambassador, who's now going to step down, if you've heard the news this morning. Private messages were leaked. He called you inept, insecure, incompetent. Does this upset you? How do you respond?
You know what? This so-called British ambassador is a complete embarrassment, okay? He really is.
Yeah,
you like that? He's just another one of those incredibly jealous guys who likes to talk a lot of crap through the 3 horribly stained crooked teeth that he has. It's ridiculous. This British guy thinks I'm incompetent. Every British person, every single one, drives on the wrong side of the road.
Yeah.
Now that's incompetent.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
And I'm not insecure either. I'm the most secure person in the entire world, Cochran.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Would an insecure person put his name in giant letters on all his buildings so everyone would know they're his? Would any insecure person spend 4 hours a day tweeting at people who made fun of him? Would an insecure person seek the approval of the president of Russia in a way that's totally cool and not desperate? The answer's no. It's no, Cochran, in case you were wondering. That's the work of a secure person. Next question.
All right, Sal, listen, I didn't mean to upset you. You know me, I never mean to upset you. Sir, Michelle and Barack Obama have held back on endorsing Joe Biden. What do you make of that?
Well, you know, other than the fact that Sleepy Joe's now out on a nationwide African-American apology tour, you know, in all fairness, he's sucking up to more black people for votes than a white rapper at the BET Awards, okay?
Speaking of the Democrats, Congressman Eric Swalwell has become the first 2020 presidential candidate to end his campaign. Did you know him? What do you think?
Eric Swalwell, or as his family likes to call him, who? Look, I will tell you, it's hard to believe that a guy with a name that sounds like you're pronouncing it with a hair lip would be the first one to go. But, you know, it's kind of sad, frankly. I lost the office pool of which ridiculously named candidate was going to drop out first. The smart money was on Hickenlooper or Klobuchar.
It sounds like a bad law firm, doesn't it? Hickenlooper, Klobuchar? Well,
and Swalwell.
What about this billionaire, Tom Steyer, who's been trying to get you impeached?
Wow, just when you thought they were thinning out the herd of 83 candidates, in jumps another loser.
You're in rare form today, sir. Mr. President, the billionaire founder of Home Depot, Bernie Marcus, has said he's going to be giving some of his fortune to your 2020 reelection campaign. Now, some shoppers have started the hashtag Boycott Home Depot. Is that fair?
Now, look, let me start by saying that Home Depot founder Bernie Marcus, tremendous guy. Tremendous guy. I love his whole family, especially his little brother Neiman Marcus. He gets me great deals on jewelry for Ivanka. I mean, Melania. Now, seriously, I'm not really worried about this. Nobody's going to boycott Home Depot. Nobody's going to do that. I mean, it's where every proud, hardworking American goes to get lumber, drywall, roofing materials, and Mexicans to jump in their truck and go and build everything.
Excuse me, sir, but you have a call on the other line of Labor Secretary Acosta.
I'm not here. You never saw me, Mike. I'm firing up the golf simulator after I get rid of Cochran.
Yes, my liege.
Hey, I didn't hear that with Vice President Pence, but I'm sure you're busy. So thanks for calling, President Trump.
Later, loser.
President Donald Trump. Firing up the golf simulator after he gets rid of me.
So General Don Cornelius?
You didn't know about that?
No.
It's in all the history books.